section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Hello, my name is George Takei. Before we get started, we would like to remind everyone that this show is for entertainment purposes only. 3/4 of this crap is total BS anyway. The views and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of the hosts and should not be associated in any way with our guests and sponsors. If you are easily offended, we recommend you press stop right now. But if you do, you will deprive yourself of the most amazing auditory orgasm. And who doesn't enjoy a good auditory orgasm? Oh my. Welcome to It Burns When I Pee.
Welcome to the Dirty Stalls of It Burns When I Pee. For the past 6 years, the podcasting god,
hallelujah,
Blake Clayton, has brought you the best music, interviews, and comedy on the interweb. So sit your asses down, grab a hold of those handicap rails, grab a cocktail, and enjoy our next generation of auditory dysentery. Join Blake and his revolving door of cast members as they bring you another fucked up episode of It Burns When I Pee.
1, 2, 3, 4. When I turn my radio dial, I hear it's pop country. Those corporate jerks sure get on my nerves. That ain't country to me.
Now it burns when I pee.
It burns when I pee. That's what Nashville did to me. So let's take a piss on the Nashville music fest. Cause now it burns when I pee.
Alrighty, bitch.
Yeah, follow that, bitch. I forgot I put that in there. Welcome, everybody, to episode 94 of It Burns When I Pee. I am your host, the podcasting god, Blake Clayton. And I have with me this evening his first time ever on IBWIP, Whiskey Chaser. Whiskey,
how you doing?
How are you, my friend?
I'm stellar.
Stella. All right. Well, we got a great show for you, and let's start it off.
Be sure and follow us on Twitter at IBWIPCOM. And go ahead and like us on Facebook. Just search that IBWIP.
Why, thank you, sir. Before we continue the show, I do have some legal formalities to take care of.
What?
Don't get an attitude. All right, I got just a few questions that we have, my legal department said I had to ask you.
Yeah.
Okay. First, are you over the age of 18?
Nope.
All right. Are you here upon your own free will?
Mm-mm, no.
All right, we're not doing so good. We might have some legal issues. When was the last time that you had a bowel movement?
Oh, man. 4 or 5 days ago.
Really? Ouch. Have you masturbated within the past 48 hours?
Yeah.
All right. Nice job. And finally, do you currently have any ex-wives or ex-girlfriends that may use your appearance on this show against you?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. All right, cool.
No ex-wives. But...
That's good. Don't get any. All righty, folks. Let's go through the show lineup tonight. Where are we at here? Oh, we're going to talk about my trip to California. We're going to have a special guest on that. We're going to play a couple of games. And we have some exclusive audio from an incident while I was in California. We've got music from Imperial Rooster, Lincoln Durham, Michael Rank and the Stag, Jake Orvis and the Broken Band, and Cody Gibson, and also a very a special song from our pal Whiskey Chaser.
Mm-mm-mm.
Are you going to play it live?
No. It's going to be a recording. I'm not. Yeah.
You don't.
Maybe one of these days.
Do you, like, are you going to have, like, big stacks of speakers?
Horn sections.
Really?
A French horn section.
What's her name?
Gary.
Gary? Hi, Gary. Oh, it would kind of go, like, introduce your horn section.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gary.
That was pretty lame.
Funny thing about the horn section is I sent them out on tour by themselves, and I charge like 40, 50 bucks a ticket. It's a 5-minute show.
After it's over, everybody's like,
what?
What the fuck?
What was that?
What do you? How do you handle like mad people who?
I don't. I just change my clothes and pretend I'm one of them. Like, what the hell's wrong with this? I'm out of here.
This is bullshit.
This is a joke.
I can't believe I bought that T-shirt.
Crap.
Before I ever listened to the band, I spent $37 on this T-shirt.
Let's burn this place down.
All right. Well, let's start off with some fan feedback. You want to read the fan feedback?
Definitely.
You have to do it with your clothes off.
No.
All right. Well, this is the last time you're going to be on the show.
We had a great interview. Ray is an excellent entertainer, and he's a badass artist. Thanks for posting it. Vintage Queen 54.
That was from our YouTube page.
Great interview, except you brought that damn monkey with you. I told you it was no good. Look at what he did. He turned all your stickers backwards. And the sock monkey's mom and dad. When you going to pay up, Ray? They're drinking me out of house and home. Voodoob for you. I like that username.
Voodoob.
Voodoob for you.
Voodoob for you?
Voodoob for you.
That sounds French. Ray's
the man. I had a great time jamming with him here in West Virginia a few weeks ago. Noah B.
Awesome.
Noah B.
You did a great job. Those were all comments that were left on our YouTube page from our Ray Lawrence Jr. in studio interview and performance that we have up on our YouTube page. People like the show.
Let's jump into some music. Let's check out some. No,
we can't talk about music yet. It's too early. We're going to talk about when we first met.
You and I?
Yeah.
You and I, when we first met?
It was a cold winter day, and we went and saw the Carrie Nation in the speakeasy.
Ah, yes, Carrie Nation.
And we're going to see him again tomorrow night.
At the High Note.
And you had a haircut back then.
I did. My hair's getting kind of fluffy now.
I don't know what's going on with it. If I was your girlfriend, I'd be like, pfft.
I don't know. Every time I put on headphones, get in front of a mic, it's like, floof.
Gosh. All right. Well, if you want to hear music and just kind of push this thing forward, I guess we can listen to some music.
Definitely. Let's check out some Imperial Rooster with Anything Goes at Rooster Show.
There are assholes on the dance floor shouting stupid shit. There's a monkey in the corridor drinking his own spit. There's a monkey mixing drinks with the rusty drill bit. At this good old-fashioned rooster show,
there's a heathen named Stephen chugging two large cakes.
I saw six arms. Tossing salad with his legs.
We got vending machines full of raw pickled eggs.
At this good old-fashioned rootin' tootin' rooster show,
there's a 1,000-pound hog that we roasted overnight.
I watched a Hindu and a buffalo get into a fight.
Elron Hubbard's telling Satan about it.
Rootin' tootin' loaf-a-lootin' rooster show. Now we're pickin' and a-ding until our fingers bleed, and the bar ain't closing cause our name is on the deed. And we got more food than we could ever hope to eat. Jumping, piss, drunken, fire cracking, pig forking, lizard choking, house burning, Jesus hugging, Satan slapping, mama spanking, wife killing, heartbreaking, Harley barking, girlfriend hating, crap throwing, sternum slamming, horse chucking, beer swilling, cane tapping, gas humping, dead revival rooster show.
You're listening to It Burns When I Pee because you're not a dumbass. Make sure to check out our YouTube page, youtube.com/PiaVision, to check out all of our great videos and performances. So say he.
Hello?
Yes, is this Miss Searing?
Who may I ask is calling?
This is the Sacramento County Sheriff's Department. My name is Officer Cockton. I am calling regarding your fiancé, Blake.
Oh my God, is he okay?
Well, sorta. We currently have him detained.
Detained?
Yes, he was found running naked through the Asian market in Folsom, California.
Malls, don't listen to him. They framed us. We are innocent. We are innocent!
Bailiff! Get that guy back in the holding cell!
Down with the government. Fuck the police. Make me a sandwich.
What is going on? That's our friend Derek. Has he been arrested too?
Yes, and his wife has refused bail. We need to expedite Blake back to Illinois as soon as possible. We have some paperwork we need to fax you.
Who the hell faxes these days? Forget it. Let's get back to why Blake was arrested. You said that he was running naked through an Asian market? Was he drunk or something?
No, he wasn't drunk. He was stone cold sober. From what we gather, he was getting a massage at the parlor next door, and then the police raided the parlor. He ran out the back door and ran into the Asian market, where he was then apprehended.
That son of a bitch! Getting a happy ending from some fucking Asian whore? He deserves to sit his ass in jail.
No, no, ma'am. You're misunderstanding. The massage parlor was being raided because of tax evasion, not prostitution. Blake didn't do anything wrong until he ran through the market.
Don't hate the players. Hate the team, you pigs! Set us free! Set us free!
Pipe down, fella! Your wife said she ain't posting bail, so take a seat.
How much is it to post bail for them both?
$300 each.
Okay. I'll have to call Beach for some t-shirt money. Let me make some calls, and I'll see what I can come up with.
That will be fine, ma'am. I do have one more thing to advise you about.
Oh, fuck. What now?
Do you know anything about a recently done tattoo of a rooster above his penis?
No, I didn't know about that one either.
I don't mean to overstep my bounds here, but these are pretty big red flags not to marry this yahoo.
Yeah, I fucking see red flags every goddamn day.
Blake rules! Cops drool!
Goddamn 80s punk kids.
I got a nickel that I keep in my pockets. I got these snakeskin boots here wrapped around my feet. I got a picture that I keep in a locket of a woman who's much too good for me. Out in churches, they don't step in the
Y'all got Stitcher? We're on it, so get it. Stitcher is an award-winning provider of news and talk radio for your mobile phones. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Look for it in your iPhone and Android app store.
Very good. All right, you're doing fine so far.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I like that twinkle in your eye when you tell me that.
Hey, big fella. Well, folks have never heard of you before, which is probably a good thing.
Right.
So I thought we should play a little, get to know Whiskey Chaser. So
No.
You can't say no to everything.
No.
You can't take control like you did on the first segment and just cut that song a bit short. Just like, fuck it. We're going to the song. if you have any questions you want to ask Whiskey Chaser for the next few minutes, you can go ahead and type them on the chat. But I want to start with, what are some of your hobbies? What are some things that you like to do?
Boats. That's it. A wheel and deal. Wheel and deal boats. No, I play guitar. I play anything with strings on it, pretty much. Can't play anything with a bow, though. Give me something with a bow. I would probably stick it somewhere it doesn't belong.
You're like,
does this go in that hole? Is that what that hole's for?
So, how old are you?
25. I lied when I said I was under 18. I'm sorry. I lied.
So you're a liar.
I'm a liar.
You're
stone
a liar.
Cold liar.
You're a liar who can't play anything with a bow.
Yep. That's my biography. You could actually Wikipedia my name and that's all it says. Liar who can't play anything with a bow. It's got a picture of me shrugging. Man,
whatever. Have you ever been on a radio show before?
A couple of times.
Really?
Not as a host or anything like that, but, just a couple interviews here and there.
Oh, fancy.
Super cool guy interviews like, hey.
So you're famous?
A little bit.
Really?
A lot of bit. Not at
a lot,
all.
A lot of bit, not
a
at
lot
all.
Of bit. I'm a lot of bit famous. I'll tell you about it.
Let's see. What are some things you want to tell us about you, like that people should know to be able to like connect with you on the show?
Well, I really like my shoes. The shoes that I wear they're my shoes. So,
all right.
Stay away from them.
Do you like kittens?
Nope, don't like cats at all. I've got one cat and I don't like him.
What's his name?
Midge.
Midge.
He's a bastard.
A lot of bit.
A lot of bit.
I have a game. You want to play a game?
Yeah, let's.
Because I guess I don't think people give a fuck who you are.
No, nobody cares. Whiskey Chaser. Who the hell's this guy? Get him out! Get him out of here!
If you could have thought up your own persona name,
like my own street name,
yeah, for the show, what would you have made yourself?
Van Halen.
That's already taken.
The crap. Is it?
Huh?
Is it?
Yeah, it was a band.
Or did I come up with it and they just ganked my swag?
I think they've been around for 25 years.
Right.
Did you, in your mom's womb, you were like, I want to be called Van Halen. All right, we're going to play a game called Fortunately, Unfortunately. Before the show, we discussed the rules, but we did not practice like you requested.
Crap.
So what we're going to do is I'm going to start off with a sentence, and you're going to say, you're going to start the next sandwich. The next sentence off with unfortunately, blah, 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 and then I have to say fortunately, blah, blah, blah. This sounds real gay, doesn't it?
All right.
All right, ready? So here is the sentence. And you gotta keep it fast, like a story.
All right.
Nice, the bell. Let's see. The other day, I saw this midget fucking a fat girl.
But unfortunately, there were no tax breaks.
Fortunately, he had a ladder. It has to go longer than that. You have to keep, you can't just end it. You're like
all getting, right, ding, next.
You're like, I can't do a shitty job if we just keep this thing going.
Unfortunately. I'm at a loss. Do a different one in a minute. Come up with one on the spot. Come up with it, unfortunately.
Okay. So you want a new sentence?
Mm-hmm.
So my creative writing wasn't good enough for you.
Maybe.
I bought this boat the other day, and it was brown.
Unfortunately, brown. Brown sucks.
This is not working.
No.
This is not working at all.
This is a tough game.
It's very tough.
This is tough. Do you have to have a bachelor's degree to play this game?
Yeah, to be a co-host, you have to have a bachelor's degree.
I'm out. Deuces.
That's it?
No.
You don't have anything else?
I'll come up with one. I'll do a sentence.
Okay, you come up with a sentence, and I'll do the unfortunate.
You do the unfortunate.
All right.
Well, the neighbor's cat got in the kitchen today.
Unfortunately, I had a knife.
Fortunately, I was feeling some Chinese food for the day.
Unfortunately, I'm allergic to cattails.
Well, fortunately, we've got all sorts of tendon and loin. A little bit of burger left over.
Unfortunately, the cat meowed horrifically and the neighbors came over.
For dinner.
This isn't working. You want to move on?
Yeah.
Okay. That was a bomb. But don't worry, we get going here in a little bit.
Yeah. We should listen to some more music.
When all else fails, listen to more music.
when we stray, just play some music.
All right.
We should let's listen to Michael Ranks and Stag with Round My Head.
Help support IBWIP by going to our general store and picking up some great IBWIP swag. Buttons, patches, t-shirts, all the things you need to pimp the fuck out of your favorite podcast. Before this episode started, go to www.ibwip.com/store today and get yourself a gift or two. Or three. Or four. We probably could use five.
Hello, I'm Christopher Walken. IBWIP is an interactive show. That means get off your asses and get a hold of us, baby. You can call into the show live or leave us a voicemail. The number is 1-203-429-4711. It's free, so dial it up now, I implore you. You can also email us with questions or comments at blake@ibwip.com. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to your Pia Vision YouTube page. All the links are on the front page of ibwip.com.
I never own no $2 bill. The only joy I know is cheap old thrills. I never met no good-hearted man. In this world, you gotta do the best you can. Pick up the steam, boys, pick up the steam. Keep the train rolling, boys, pick up the steam. Pick up the steam, boys, pick up the steam. Keep the train rolling, boys, pick up the steam. Tennessee, I got a good girl waiting. She's turning sweet 16 in a Sunday dress. She's so nice and pretty. I can't wait to get the white clothes dirty. Pick up the stain, boys, pick up the stain. Keep the train a rolling, boys, pick up the stain. Pick up the stain, boys, pick up the stain. Keep the train a rolling, boys, pick up the stain. Said as the apple of his eye, the saddest day I lived was the day I watched him die. This world ain't just and it ain't right. Believe I'm gonna ride these rails rest my life. Pick up the steam, boys, pick up the steam. Keep the train a rolling, boys, pick up the steam. Pick up the steam, boys, pick up the steam. Keep the train a rolling, boys, pick up the steam. Steam, boys, pick up the steam. Keep the train a rolling, boys, pick up the steam. Pick up the steam, boys, pick up the steam. Keep the train a rolling, boys, pick up the steam.
That was Jake Orvis and the Broken Band with Pick Up the Steam.
And we need to pick up the steam. People are going to bed.
I know it.
They're like, fuck this shit.
I'm taking a nap.
I'm going to sleep.
That is it.
I'm not doing any more. All right, the IPWIP schedule, before we bring on our special guest, we have just released episode 93, featuring interview with Hellbound Glory's own Leroy Virgil. It's available as a podcast and at a vidcast. This episode, number 94, which I know you will want to have as a podcast, and you want to listen to it over and over.
Download it and just play it.
Fucking stream it.
Repeat.
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 Just put it on your iTunes and put repeat for like 7 days. It's going to be coming out on April 19th at IBWIP.com. Soon, next week, we'll be releasing episode 95, which features an interview with Sean K. Preston. And that was my signal for Tawny to get into the chat. And at the end of the month, we will be releasing a special episode from my birthday party, which you did not come to because you had a birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Featuring Shannon, Jenfo, Miles, and Mel from Ill. All right, so we're going to talk about my trip to California, and we have a special guest with us who will be, just in moments, will be joining us, maybe.
California love.
Right, I guess so. All right, so hey, how's it going, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
I like your sweater.
Sweater wing.
I like your sweater.
What? This is a boxer. She's probably telling me I'm not doing it.
This is a.
So you're going to talk about a schedule, and then you're going to ring me in?
Hang on. Derek, a hangout.
Send Derek a hangout, please. We're going to have to do the hangout from Derek's phone because our internet's acting up suddenly.
Oh, I guess I should have read that before we started. Go ahead and sing a song while I do that.
Hot dog. You want me to sing a song?
Yeah, sure.
I'm standing over here
munching on some hot dogs, thinking about Tuesday. Hopefully it's gonna be a good day.
All right.
Just another day.
That's all the t-shirt money right there.
Oh, man, this is racking it up. Buy that merch.
Oh, Jesus. Well, let's move along, I guess. I don't know what's going on. Well, we can't move on because I couldn't
say. You can just tell me. Tell me, how was your trip to California?
It was nice. Oh, wait, hold on. I had all this set up. California. Yeah. My favorite part. That's probably enough. I probably don't have to. I mean, people probably get the picture.
Yep, I got the picture.
No, it was nice. I went. I had got two tattoos.
Was that just for the hell of it, or was there some meaning behind those
tattoos? Oh, we have something going on here.
Technology.
Hello, this is... Hello?
Tell me about your tattoos while you're figuring all that out.
I got a tattoo of a rooster that says Cock Strong backwards.
Mm-hmm.
By my friend Comrade. He at Folsom Ink Tattoos.
Should I go there and get some ink done?
Yeah, he's a good dude.
All right.
Oh, we got to refresh.
Yep.
Have you ever seen a train wreck? Like, no. Have you ever witnessed a train
like
wreck?
Like a real deal train wreck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like this.
It's probably, I imagine. A lot. This is a really quiet train wreck. Really silent. This is a soft one.
This is the softest train wreck ever. So yeah. What do you like to do in your spare time?
Touch myself.
You too?
Yeah, in the mirror.
In the mirror?
Yeah. No, I don't do any of that. Don't listen to me. I don't touch myself in the mirror. Come on, what do you think I am? Some kind of cat skinning, boat selling Neanderthal?
You want to listen to some music?
Maybe. A little bit.
Yeah, I guess we can go ahead and listen to some. Yeah, exactly. That's the give up bell.
I give it. I'll tell.
Rocky, you're never going to make it out alive. I guess it's me. We're going to listen to a song by Cody Gibson called Jenny Lee. And Jenny, please come help us.
You know I might not make it through tonight. You don't give it all I got. Dog tired and down to my last limb. Girl, I'm coming home to you again. Now, Jenny Lee, why won't you take me? We can settle down and have a good time. For all the things I said I would be. But you say no and I think I'll just die. They're killing me these cold lonely nights. Memories are all I got. They're killing me these cold lonely nights. One more night to sleep by your side. Sleep by your side. You know I might not make it through tonight. You know I won't give up this fight. Dog tired, three sheets to the wind. That girl of mine ain't coming back again. Now Jenny Lee, why won't you take me? We can settle down and have a good time. For all the things I said I would be. But you say no and I think I'll just die. You're killing me. Cold lonely nights. Memories are all I got. They're killing me. These cold lonely nights. One more night to sleep by your side. Sleep by your side. Just another night to sleep by your side. It's all I need to make things right. And it's another night to smoke your barroom lights. Cheap beer and drink myself blind. Now, Jenny Lee, why won't you take me? We can settle down and have a good time.
think I said I would be. But you say no, and I think I'll just die. To kill me in cold, lonely nights. Memories are all I got. To kill me in cold, lonely nights. One more night to sleep by your side. Sleep by your side. Sleep by your side.
You are listening to It Burns When I Pee, the only podcast that won't get you pregnant but will still provide you with pleasure.
All right, well, we're trying some interesting stuff here. Hold on just a minute. Tawny, can you hear me? Yeah, it is. How are you?
I'm good. You sound far away.
I really appreciate you standing outside and just yelling across the country.
You're welcome, baby.
So, thank you for letting me come to California and stay with you.
Oh, yeah, and?
And for feeding me. For, I don't know. What else should I thank you for? Oh, for letting me hang out with Derek without getting in trouble.
Oh, yeah, you can go on.
Thank you for the blankets and the pillows.
I'm sure there's more.
What am I missing?
You just keep going.
I don't know what else to thank you for. Thank you for the frog legs.
You guys had frog legs?
Yeah, first time I ever had them. I went to an Asian market.
Is that the one you got arrested at for being naked?
Right.
Well, that's fine, honey. That's called California hospitality. That's how we do it here in the trailer park.
I do have a question. We went to a Costco, me and Derek.
Yeah?
Why are the lines at Costco so long in California?
Oh, because you were at Costco.
What was your favorite part of me being there?
The part where you went home.
Molly asked me many, many times if I was a pain in the ass. Was I a pain in the ass?
Well, I wouldn't say, like, literally, because I keep my ass to myself. Sometimes I share it with Hobo, but no one else ever.
Lucky Hobo.
So to answer Molly's question, I would have to say no.
Does everybody that I met in California miss me now that I'm gone?
Hold on, let me ask. Hey, does anyone miss Blake?
Yeah, I miss so much.
It looks like it's about 50-50.
That's a pretty good ratio.
That's all right.
Yeah, it's better than I expected.
That means you might get to come back.
Would I ever be invited back?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Of course. Yeah, probably. Hobo says of course.
But he doesn't make the rules in the house, though.
There's a good chance. There's a good chance.
Nice.
Next time, send him back with some frog legs.
The Asian market was kind of gross.
No, you liked it there. You liked it. It was fun.
You sound like Molly. No, you did. You'll take that garbage out. No, you will.
It was fun. You enjoyed it.
Yes. Well, tell.
It was big, huh?
It was big. Big and Russian. And
you thought everything about Asians was small, but not their markets.
Right, but there wasn't that many Asian people working.
No, mostly Russian. Isn't that strange?
That's weird. You would think that Russians wouldn't know anything about Asian food.
I don't know.
Russians.
That's just how it works around here.
Russians know everything about Asian food.
I think Russians know everything about everything. Hey, over there. Hi. Hi, little guy.
Hey. Hey, Darren.
I just want to say, you and I have something in common.
What is that?
When you were talking about yourself, you said that you like your shoes that you wear. I like my shoes that I wear.
We should
I like
party.
My shoes, and I just really like that. I can relate to that. You know, I can really relate to that. I like my shoes.
I like my shoes.
I know. So, like, we could totally kick it.
Right.
kick it, get it to his shoes. Hey, for folks that don't know, do you have a show on Silent Storm Radio?
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
Yeah. I have one.
We can hear her so good.
It's good. It's a pretty good show.
What's it called?
Trailer Park Romance Radio.
Awesome. Well, people should check it out. It's on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Yeah, do you know what that is, Pacific?
Yes, I do. It's 5.
Good job, because you've been in California, so now you know, huh?
Right. You have to actually be there to be able to do it.
To make those conversions.
Right. Well, thanks for being on the show. Yeah, not tonight. All right, thank you.
Bye.
Like, now all of a sudden, now you can hear her. Right. She's like, bye, and you can hear her. All right.
So did you get all jet lagged and all that when you went out there?
The jet lag came a couple days after I got home. That was pretty.
Took that long. When you get home, you're like, ugh.
Well, it's funny because like we'd go out at like 9 o'clock there, and it'd be like 11 o'clock here. Who's like, we're going to we're gonna go out, and hey, I'm like, fuck it. You know, and then you look at you get done, you look at the clock, and it's like 2 a.m. there. You're like, oh fuck, it's 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. But seriously, I was thanking them very much for letting me come stay. It was a good time. Do you want to try one more game before we just totally brutalize the rest of this?
Yeah, sure. What game is this one? Is it the same game? Unfortunately, game.
No, it's called Would You Rather.
Oh yeah.
BJ and Coley don't like to play it, so I thought I could just. And it's a good way to get your feet wet.
All right, let's do this.
So take off your favorite
let's
shoes.
Let's do this.
All right, so everybody needs to understand the rules. I will say two statements and open the floor for questions, and you ask questions. When you've asked a fair amount of questions, then you answer which one you'd rather do.
Okay, well, let's give this a shot. Let's do this. Let's get my feet wet.
Would you rather fuck a really ugly, nasty crackhead that possibly has multiple STDs, or fuck a really hot chick who's been dead for 3 hours?
Is the crackhead STD-infested gal providing me with food?
Yes, she cooked you a gourmet meal of your favorite cat.
The dead girl, was she good at reading?
She was a spelling bee champion in third grade. I don't know if that means she can read, but she can spell. So, I mean, if you can spell, most of the time you can read pretty good.
Does the crackhead STD infested gal have all her digits?
Well, she doesn't have a phone.
her fingers and toes and.
She is missing the pinky toe on her left foot and missing the thumb on her right foot.
I don't know.
Or thumb on her right hand. I don't think you've asked enough questions yet. You're like, no, yes, I have.
Where roundabout is she from, the crackhead STD-infested?
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Yeah.
Can she speak Creole?
No, she can't. She doesn't have any teeth left.
Then she should be able to speak some mean Creole.
I should be watching some mystery bar.
Man.
Is that Creole?
I don't know. Yeah. Can't pull pine, I'm dipped off dibbly doo. Deep fried catfish, no private mint.
Boat.
Tell you the boat.
All right. You're asking a lot of crack whore questions.
I know, she's pretty interesting. does she have a boat?
Which one?
Does the dead girl have a boat?
Yeah, she actually was murdered on a sea ferry headed toward Alaska.
Sold.
The boat or the girl?
Both.
You're not supposed to...
For a discount price, of course.
Do you have any more questions?
No. Let's do another one. Come up with another scenario.
Well, hold on. You got to see if you won or not.
How do you determine if you win? If I win?
I have points in my head with each of your answers.
I see.
So what are you choosing?
The dead girl with the boat.
You're wrong. You are absolutely wrong. You fuck the crack whore. They look so disappointed. This is so brutal.
Why? What made you pick that?
Because I'm the host.
What about me radiates? I want anything to do with the crack whore with no fingers, can't speak Creole, and doesn't have a boat. My point exactly.
Eric says, boo.
Yeah, I agree.
Dead girls ate the infested cat. Then would you... Is that why you picked it?
Yep. Mean cat.
Do you want to do like an awkward silence segment?
Yeah. Hey, Blake.
What?
I'm looking at you.
I know. I'm trying not to look at you because I want to punch you in the face. All right.
And that concludes awkward silence.
Awkward silence is done. All righty, folks. Well, I want to let everybody know that I will be at Moonrunner Fest here at the end of the month, and I will be live tweeting. Joshy P has asked me to live tweet throughout the event. So
That is pretty exciting.
That's a big responsibility.
What else do you get to do at Moonrunners that's going to be freaking awesome?
I'm going to announce the Calamity Cubes before they're set.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. I'm really nervous. I don't know what to say. Like, I don't know how to do it. Any suggestions?
Ladies and gentlemen.
I just start with ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen. The Calamity.
Dead girls and crack whores.
Dead girls and crack whores. Gather around.
So follow us on Twitter at IBWIPCOM, so you losers that aren't going to Moonrunner Fest can live vicariously through me.
Like I do.
Right. That's why you make me put on your shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this has been punishing enough?
A little bit. No.
How would you critique this show? Like what?
I'd give it a 10 out of
a million.
10.
Really?
Yeah, I'd give it a sassy 5.
A sassy 5. We will take. You know what? That's the name of the episode. Congratulations.
Hey. Sassy 5.
Sassy 5 is the name of this episode. Sassy 5. All right, well, folks, thank you very much for tuning in to this interesting show.
Very, very interesting. A sassy 5 kind of. Episode.
Right. I want to thank Tawny K for being on the show. I want to thank you for showing up and doing a show.
Oh, thank you.
Was it cool?
Yeah, it was really cool. I enjoyed myself. You smell good.
Thank you. I always smell better when I'm naked. And thanks for everybody for joining into the chat. It's a great time. But we have The Last Call, which is the last song of the night. And, it's by our very own Whiskey Chaser.
Song called Cicada Mange.
And what inspired you to write this?
A number of things. A number of things. Just some.
Tell us one thing.
Some deep, dark cat crack horrors and some dead girls with boats. You know, I was in a dark place and just thought, you know, I'm going to pick up the flat top and play a prostitute.
Prostitute. Now, see, that was a good name, too, but we already were stuck with Sassy 5. Folks, thank you very much. Tune in next week when we have Sean K. Preston interview. Thanks a lot, everybody. You did pretty good.
Thanks.
It was all my fault. Everything I planned out went wrong.
All my fault.
All righty, folks. Have a great night. Say goodbye.
Deuces.
We're not in a gang.
Oh, come on. Two up, two down.
G's up, hose down. If that bitch can't swim, she bound to resound. Easy.
wash her of her sins. Just leave it to the Lord. Just leave it to the Lord, they said. That wasn't good enough for me. I needed to know by my hands that she'd see heaven. That she'd see God.
Make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, pain. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.